7:41 to WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It is the WEOL morning show where we get to say the words gut, gastrointestinal, and even throw in the bowel every once in a while here this morning. And, you know, if people have issues, they sometimes don't share them, and what could they mean? Sometimes we all know what our regular pattern is, if you want to call it that, but here to give us some help, we have Dr. Rajiv Jain joining us this morning to talk a little bit about our gut, our gastrointestinal, or GI, as it's like to be called. Doctor, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
We are good. We're ready for the talk. All right, let's get into this. What are some of the impacts that people have or don't really talk about much when it comes to their GI and everything else involved in that?
That's a great question. You know, almost 2 out of 5 Americans have had uncomfortable bowel habits that have stopped them from the routine activities within the last year. And the problem is that many patients don't know what is normal and what is abnormal. And then they're hesitant to talk about their symptoms with a medical professional until it gets worse or even becomes severe. And unfortunately, many of our fellow Americans suffer in silence. So the American Gastroenterological Association, or AGA, is trying to get this campaign to raise awareness for patients about, you know, what is normal for them, what is abnormal, and when you really should seek health care.
So the campaign Trust Your Gut, which kind of has that sort of little play on words for this. Talk a little bit about, I guess, what is the Trust Your Gut Index?
Well, this index is a series of surveys that the AGA is doing to really gain insights into what patients think are important, what misconceptions they feel, and patients' beliefs about GI issues, conditions, and symptoms. And, you know, we're going to do this over the course of time, and hopefully we can see key trends that will help us get the message out to our patients that, hey, give us the information that's important. Don't be fearful or embarrassed about it. Talk about it with your provider.
When we talk about normal, how does that apply? Are we all individuals, or what should we be looking for or thinking about when it comes to this?
That's a great point. You know, it can be quite variable. In our sort of medical school definitions, one can have a normal bowel movement frequency from, you know, once 3 times a day to once every several days. But every patient should see what is normal for them. And then if they know what's normal for them, they can then notice what is abnormal. And that's when they really need to let their provider know something is off, because many digestive conditions are very treatable. They're common, but more importantly, they're treatable and preventable.
Is your gut maybe an early warning sign for other things too?
Yeah, you know, the digestive tract, we didn't think of it in many different ways, but there's this concept called the gut microbiome, where you have a trillion different bugs that live in the GI tract, particularly the colon. And when these things get out of kilter, not just the digestive symptoms can occur, but symptoms throughout the body. So I think anytime something is off in your, not just your gut, but in your whole body, it's time to talk to your medical provider.
What kind of things could be going on there? I mean, what would these leading to, or what are sort of diseases or afflictions that may be impacting your gut and your gastrointestinal system?
Great question. So the most important thing both patients and providers worry about, of course, is cancer. And colon cancer is the third leading cause of cancer-related death in America. And so some of the most common symptoms are, first, none. And that's why prevention is important. But when symptoms do occur, it could be change in bowel habits, such as decreased frequency. It could be blood in the stool, pain with defecation. So anytime your normal bowel habits change and the change is persistent or progressively worse, it's important to reach out to your provider.
Why are we so hesitant to talk about this? Just because we don't really talk about those type of things, or toilet issues, or things related to that part of our body?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I think most of us growing up, you know, we're not encouraged to talk about our bowel habits at the dinner table, right? And so there's uncertainty and embarrassment, and those are the key barriers preventing Americans from talking about their bowel symptoms with their healthcare provider. I mean, they'd rather talk about politics or their own weight. They're more fearful to talk about their bowel habits.
If people want to find out more about this Trust Your Gut campaign, how do they go about taking a look at it?
Well, they should go to the AGA website, which is patient.gastro.org/trustyourgut. There's a wealth of information there.
Sounds good. Dr. Rajiv Jain joining us this morning. Thank you for sharing with us, and we'll hopefully get that conversation started.